Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Colley, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. And I am back here in the studio. The last about three weeks or so, Greg's been playing some podcasts of shows I did during the year, or some of them perhaps even a bit older than that. But we're back here now in the studio, so I hope you're going to enjoy another 12 months. We've got we've got some new interviewees coming up. We've got all sorts of stuff this year, so I hope you'll be with us. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce, get my tongue back in order. It's the first time I've had to sound sensible. Somebody that we've interviewed on an ongoing basis once a term, and that's Sonia from Woori Community House. So first of all, welcome, Sonia.
Thanks, Alan.
Sonia, first of all, tell me, how did your Christmas New Year break go? Because you've been on holidays as well.
Yes, it was good. It's the first time I've actually taken the whole of January off, or the whole break, and it was wonderful. Went very quickly.
Oh, it always does. Did you go away at all?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's fair enough.
No.
Whatever you wanted to do.
Yep.
All right, so now, first of all, we've got to talk about last year. We spoke to you before the last term, and you had a few new things coming up. So how did you run into the Christmas period at Woori Community House?
Yes, everything went well. We had our members' morning teas, and we had our committee Christmas lunch and things, and it was really good to have that connected feeling with our local community.
Are you still, do you have a full committee yet?
Yes. We've got a full committee. We've got 8 or 9 people on board. So that's really good.
Yeah,
so
that's good, because sometimes that is a struggle, isn't it?
It is, and they start back in February, so
that's terrific.
A couple of weeks.
All right, so how would you wind up, if you were doing a report to the president and the board, how would you wind up the last term? What would be the things you'd say?
I think it was actually very successful. We had, like I said, community connection is our biggest thing, and and decreasing social isolation. Yeah. And we've definitely got a lot of local connections and people who pop in to see us, or come in for a cuppa, or spend the afternoon, and so forth. And I think that's the real important thing that we do.
Because I think you and I have spoken about, and I'm not going to bore the listeners about my views on community connections, because too many people, if they don't get involved, particularly once they've retired and things are like that, it can be a very, very lonely life, and it's on the way downhill. But apart from the programs that we're going to talk about, and I guess these are programs, you do have, like you said, a couple of drop-in sessions, don't you, where people can just come in, have a coffee, yes, have a bit of a talk, and move on.
Yes, we have some scheduled social groups that are on every week, and anyone can drop in on those. And you don't have to be a regular, you can come in once a month or what have you. But we also do have a lot of people who, as they're passing by, they might see our cars there or so forth and pop in and say g'day to us. So,
and that's terrific, because and you and I have spoken about this, that people can, you know, when you're working, you don't realise, particularly, and I'm talking more of the retirees now, or some of the ladies who are no longer in the workforce, all of a sudden you don't realise how much interaction you have. You know, you go down to the kitchen at work to get a coffee, and there's always somewhere there, and they're always talking about the TV show last night, or the tennis, or football, or whatever it might be. And all of a sudden, once you retire, you just don't realise what those little interactions mean.
That's right, yeah. And that's why it's really good with our social groups, because you can form friendships there. Yep. And then if you see each other down at the shops and so forth, you can stop and have a coffee or catch up even outside of our groups.
Yeah, I've interviewed somebody late last year. I don't know what I mentioned this to. This might have been even after I saw you last year, that a lady moved to here, and she was up here for 2 or 3 years. She'd just go down and do the shopping and go home. And she joined a group. It wasn't Woori Community House, but and she said, you know, the first time I was down the street and someone called out my name, she said, you couldn't believe the feeling I had.
Yep. And that's what it's about.
Yeah. Because up until then, she said, well,
she was isolated.
Nobody knew who I was.
Yep.
And therefore, she tended to sit at home a lot during the day.
Yes.
And she said, I finished up talking to myself, and that wasn't the best. And we could all do that. And she said, the fact that some, and then they said, let's have a coffee.
Yep, that's right.
And she said, I couldn't believe the feeling that when I went home, hey, you know, somebody knew me.
Yep. And that's the importance of grassroots traditional community houses, that we can bring those connections in.
Now, I've got to take a break in half a tick because I've got a couple of things popped up, but then you're going to tell us all about, well, particularly you've got a new program coming up, haven't you? That
yes.
That isn't even in the program yet.
That's right.
All right, we'll take the quick break and we'll be straight back. Welcome back, and we're talking to Sonia from Wurri Community House. Now, Sonia, you've got one or two new programs. They're so new that they didn't even make it into the program.
That's correct.
So tell us about them, please.
So I'll just say, even though they're not in our printed programs, yep, and it's the printed programs that have been advertised through our web page and our Facebook pages, yep, there are flyers that we are sharing through everywhere. And thank you for sharing the flyers as well. Yep. And one of them is called Spiritual Circle. It's a course that can go for 6 weeks, but you don't need to attend all 6 weeks. It is at a cost of $20 per session, straight to the tutor. And that starts on Tuesday, the 10th of February, until the 17th of March at 7 p.m. till 8:30. So, now, in.
What's that about?
So, in this 6 week spiritual circle, I'll just quickly read the promo for it.
Yeah.
It's a journey of alignment, self-connections, and intuitive awakening. You are invited to join a nurturing 6 week spiritual circle designed to gently reconnect you with your inner wisdom. Over the 6 weeks, we will explore meditation and grounding practices, chakras and energetic alignment, affirmations for self-trust and confidence, oracle cards as tools for reflection and insight, sacred sharing in a supportive, non-judgmental space. And each week focuses on a different theme and a different energy centre. So there'll be abundance, inspiration, empowerment, self-love, expression and intuition. This circle is perfect if you feel you want to slow down and reconnect with yourself, want to deepen your spiritual practice in a gentle, grounded way, are curious about intuition but don't know where to start, desire clarity, confidence and inner alignment. There is no experience necessary, just an open heart and a willingness to explore. The 6 week journey is also the foundation for a follow-on intuitive development circle, which will support you to deepen your trust in your inner guidance and intuitive senses. Come as you are, leave feeling grounded, empowered, and more deeply connected to yourself. The classes will be held at the Warri Community House.
Now, I've got to be honest, I don't understand some of that.
Yep.
And I'm not going to embarrass you and ask you, do you?
But I do, yep.
Oh, you do. So what's, I'm only going to ask you this because I just don't know.
Yep.
What sort of people would be, would you think would be attracted to that?
People who are looking for self-awareness and who have had gut feelings and this and that and the other but not sure how to interpret them and how to move on. Or it's really good to give you clarity. So say if you've got a decision to make and you do all the pros and cons and this and that and the other and you still don't know how to feel and which, how to move forward. And so this is to give a person confidence in themselves to make the best possible choice for themselves.
Sounds good. Now, in that, you said spirituality. We're not talking religious there,
no,
are we?
No, no religion, no.
So it's not a religious program?
No. What it is when it talks about chakras and energetic alignment.
So I don't know what they mean.
Okay. So we've got a number of different chakras in our bodies,
right.
And they are like the focus energy centres. And so if some of them are out of alignment, that's when you might be feeling a little bit off.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. It's just
amazing
a matter
what's
of,
in the human body, isn't it?
Well, the human body is, the physical body is made up of like 98% water,
yep.
But then we also have our spiritual body, which has got auras and other energetic components to it, and we've got a number of different layers.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Not. I don't quite understand all that, I'm going...
And that's why sometimes, like, we talk about energetic space and things like that. So if someone comes into your personal space, they might not be touching you, but you can feel them because they're in your energetic space.
Yeah,
so it talks about the energies of the bodies and the different layers and so forth.
Because I don't want to delve into this too much because, you know, the people obviously know that what we're know more about it than I do when they're talking about it. Have you ever noticed, you know, we have our personal space,
yes.
But it depends on your relationship
with person.
That person, doesn't
yes,
it?
That's
because
right.
Some people could be standing 2 feet away and you feel they're too close.
Yes.
The next, and I'm not talking about people who are lovers and that, but. You can have another person who stands within, you know...
Centimetres,
centimetres,
yep.
And you're quite happy
no
with
problem.
That.
No yep. problem, yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the energetic alignments and stuff and the energy that our bodies have. So that's the spiritual alignments.
I'm a bit intrigued with that.
Yes.
As to how...
And then there's different colours that relate to the different chakras and so if you're feeling, say... that you're really sad or something and you've got issues with your heart chakra, you can wear pink or green and that will uplift you. So colours can play a lot as well. Yellow for the solar plexus and things like that. So there are, there's just so much that's intertwined. Colours, senses, energies, everything. So, yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break. That certainly, there was more in that than what I thought. We'll take a quick break and come back with more.
Colored glasses, I gave you free passes and I invented your magic. Oh, you were off with some other while I was out with your mother. I kept the truth undercover. Oh, oh, I was blind and innocent, but all the flags were screaming red. So obvious it was all in my head. I think I made you up. Thinking, oh my god,
oh my god,
I was so deluded. All the good shit, I must have faked it. Now it makes me laugh. I made you up. I think I made you up. I made excuses, but you were useless in a million different ways. All those hours, I counted thousands. All my time on you was a waste. Way too kind and innocent when all the flags were burned. I made you up. It was not
good to be you. I think I made you up.
You made you up.
It was my illusion.
It was my
illusion.
Now, you've got another new program coming up, which is to do with yoga.
Yes, we do. We've actually got a new yoga teacher, and it's a new form of yoga. She's a very experienced teacher. She's been doing it for over 20 years, but she's new to our class and to our areas. We do thank our previous teacher, but she's moved on to try and explore different things. And so now we're introducing Vasudha Hart, who apparently has also done a few things here in Healesville as well. So we've got a trial class for $10 on Thursday the 5th of February, which is next week, at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. And then you can go on to do a 7-week term if you feel comfortable with her form of yoga.
Now, can I just ask you, Sonia, is it designed for all ages? Or
all ages, all abilities. And modifications can occur during the class at any time.
So if you can't do...
So if you can't get up off the floor, you can do it on the chair, or you can do it standing up, and Vasudha will help you through all of that.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's one of the things that not everybody's got the same
abilities.
Physical ability, have
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely. I've done different forms of yoga in over the last 18 years and so forth, and when I've had car accidents and so forth, I haven't been able to kneel or so and do things. So therefore, I'll stand up or I'll lean against a pillar or use a chair and so forth. But some of that movement is better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't
so,
it? It's
yes.
A lot better,
And now I've seen some yogas are advertising things such as weight loss and this and that and the other for different programs.
Yep.
For me, yoga, and particularly this one, is about strengthening your core body. So I'll just give you a quick read of what her promo is. And the way Vasudha promotes her yoga is, it's an ancient practice for modern bodies. Through meditative movement, postures and breath, we energise the body, relax the mind and reset the nervous system. And we all know that the nervous system is the operations of our bodies. Options and modifications are offered so students can tailor the practice to suit their needs. Vasudha Hart is an experienced teacher with a nurturing, inclusive approach, blending traditional Hatha yoga with modern medical science. This is a no-worries yoga, where you are invited to practice in your own unique way, listen to your body and honour its signals. Wondering if this class is for you? If you can breathe, you can do yoga. Still not sure? Feel free to contact the tutor.
That's fair enough.
So the 7-week, we have the trial class.
Oh, the first one's Thursday.
On Thursday the 5th of Feb.
Yep.
And then we have the week term class, which is of 7 weeks from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. Thursday the 12th of February till the 26th of March.
And that's every Thursday?
That's every Thursday for the 7 weeks.
Yep. But they can turn up on the 5th.
Turn up on the 5th.
Give it a go.
And give it a shot, see how you feel about it, see what your connection's like with the yoga teacher, and then you can book in for the full-term class.
Sounds fair. They don't have to put up anything much to find out, do they?
No, that's right.
Now, one other thing I just want to cover, and because we've talked so much about it, and even while you've been talking, we've been talking about this drop-in centre. So you've got on a Thursdays, haven't you?
Yes, we've got a social group called Golden Years on a Thursday.
Starts tomorrow.
Yep. So you can pop in for a cuppa and meet some of the other locals that are around.
Now that, like, you don't have to do yoga, you don't have to do anything.
It's just a matter of coming in, having a cuppa and having a chat.
Yep, and anybody can do that.
And that's from 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Sounds good to me. And it's only $2 per week.
Per week. And that's just basically just to cover the costs of the cuppers and coffee and tea and milk and biscuits and cake.
No, that's fair enough too.
Yeah.
And I think that's a terrific program. It's because apart from everything else, if you're not too sure, what you want to do as a result of any of these other programs that you're going to talk about, it's an opportunity to come in and meet some other people who say, look, I do this or I do that.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. And so then you might get involved in other things.
Sounds good.
We also have the other social group, which is on a Monday, and that starts next Monday, the 2nd of February. Yep. And that's also very similar. Just to come along and have a cuppa. You can also bring some craft work if you want to do some craft work while you're sitting there during the group.
Yep.
So they're the two opportunities at that particular time. But there is also the Brewers Club, but they do have their focus on brewing.
When's that on?
And that's on the first Monday of each month, and that is also on next Monday at 7 p.m.
Right. And so they tell you how to make a grog.
They do. And there's competitions and samples and all sorts of things.
Yeah,
but it's also a good way to connect with other people in the area.
Yeah. That's terrific. Now, the other thing I just want to mention to you, and then we're going to have to take a break, and I know you've done this and you alluded to a little bit before, this Sit to Fit, the chair-based
yes.
exercise class. I don't see how you can do that, but you've told me you've done it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the tutor is returning in term two. She's taken this term off because she's moving. But, yes, we will be having Sit to Fit and dance classes back next term.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's amazing that just sitting in a chair and moving your limbs and holding onto your core body, there are changes that happen to the body. You wouldn't think so, but it does.
I know you've told me that because you've told me that you've done it.
Yes,
but it's – I just – anyway.
And I'll definitely be doing it next term.
Well, there's a recommendation.
There you go.
We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Sonia, you've got a couple of other programs you want to tell us about. And one, let's be honest, if it's very difficult to keep in contact these days if you don't have some idea of technology, either with a phone or an iPad, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Particularly if you want to keep in contact with the grandkids.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I know quite a few people who don't have mobile phones and who are finding it very, very difficult to keep in contact with family members.
Absolutely. So what have you got coming up?
Okay, so we've got a new tech support that'll be coming in on Friday, the 20th of February and the 20th of March. So that's fairly easy to remember. Both of them are the 20th and it's February and March. And this is some workers who are coming from the Your Library system. Yep. So that's the old Eastern Library, regional libraries, and they can help you with whatever you need on that particular day. So if you have a question about your phone or your computer or your tablet, bring it in, come down to Warree Community House and they will be able to help you with your technology.
Because very often people...
And that's free.
Yeah, I can't do better than that. Very often people have updated to the phones because you can't use the old phones anymore.
That's right.
But they don't know what they do.
I've just in the process of going through that myself. I've just needed to update my phone because my old phone was very old and it's been 4 weeks and I am still navigating my way through it.
Yeah, because there's so much.
I still don't know.
There's so much. They do a lot more than...
absolutely.
Just take and receive phone calls.
Yeah. Even for myself, I will be asking her... how to set a snooze on the alarm. Because even that simple, there are things like once you turn off the alarm that goes off on your phone, that's it. So how do I get it to snooze so I've got another chance?
I just state the obvious, you should get up.
I should, but what if you want just another five minutes?
Well, that 5 minutes always feels a lot better.
That's right. So there's a lot of things on there. And when you move from one phone to another, there's always something different, something new.
Yep.
And even though I wasn't brought up with technology, I've used a lot more technology than, say, what my mum has.
Yep.
And I still struggle with it. So I just need a little bit of navigation and, how do you do this and how do you do that?
Yep.
I was lucky my daughter-in-law did all the SIM card and the transfers for me because I don't know how to do any of that. So, yeah.
Look, I know we're laughing about it, but it truly is, and particularly if you've got rallies interstate.
Absolutely.
And very often the grandkids live interstate.
Yes.
And if you don't, it's you've got a bit of a problem with contact.
Even things like using Facebook Messenger and then doing it via video link or live.
Yep.
So you can actually talk to people in real time and see them.
Yep.
Things like that. And it's just a matter of, getting confident with learning how to use it.
Yeah, because very often it's not... Well, if you don't know how to do it, then you're not going to have to try because you think you'll mess it up.
You might mess it up, yeah. And there's nothing better than seeing your grandbaby and they can hear your voice and they're talking to you on the other end.
I've got to say, and I don't want to keep... talking about COVID, but that took me way into further than what I would be now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, I think you've got something else here you wanted to mention.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
We've also got another new tutor coming on board.
You've got a few newies this year.
Yes. It's a big year this year.
Yep.
And again, February and March are the same dates, Monday the 23rd of February and Monday the 23rd of March. We've got a lady, a person coming in to do some free financial capability coaching and to do some workshops. This is just to provide information so that you can manage your money better and make financial decisions a little bit better and start building some resilience. Like, rates are due in February, so what is the best option for you to pay your rates? You can do them monthly or quarterly or what have you. And this person can help you work out how to get the maximum concessions and other funding things because there's a lot of things that are being offered out there that people don't know about.
Absolutely.
And there's other things that they will be able to inform you about on, like with your bills and things like that. I just recently found out that pensioners don't actually get a gas concession on their bills during summer. That's only a winter thing. But that's a Victorian government thing.
Right.
It's not a national thing. So there's different things that are out there, and they will be able to help work with you to work out your budget and how to plan so that you aren't left without power or left with no money to pay bills and things.
That's your biggest problem, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That probably they generate enough money over the 12 months, but you haven't got it when they
need it. Yep, to pay the bill when it needs to be done. So it's a matter of, working out a budget and working out, okay, I set aside X amount of dollars for this, that, the other and what have you, and go from there. So this person can coach you on that.
And if you're entitled to it, why not
absolutely.
Go for it?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, you've got an Ambulance Victoria coming up.
Yes, we do. This time we've decided to go for the program that they offer, which is called Call Push Shock, and they're the three steps to save a life. And so, as we know, CPR is so, so, so important in any situation. So this is presented by Actual Ambulance Victoria, and they're the paramedics, and they can equip all their participants with hands-on skills to respond to cardiac emergencies, also covering CPR, AED use and calling 000. People these days tend to watch a lot of TV, and there's 911 and 999, which are all irrelevant to Australia.
That's right.
So people need to remember it's 000 in Australia or in an emergency 112. So if you think about it and if you train in it, then it'll come to you automatically in a time of shock or situation to call 000, not 911.
And I was in a situation a little while ago with a group, and we were talking about the defibrillators.
Yes.
And they're everywhere. There's a lot of them around. But a lot of people are frightened to touch them.
Yes.
So we need to get people
used to it.
They're well, that they're happy enough to do it. Otherwise, it sit on the wall and a person could be having a heart attack 2 feet away.
Yep. But even just the confidence to open up the box because they will have the knowledge that the defib will talk you through everything.
Tells you what to do.
And just having that knowledge that you don't need to know all the steps, you don't need to know everything by heart, all you have to do is open the box and the machine will talk you through it.
And another point that we need to make is that people are frightened if I use it and the patient dies, I could get sued.
No.
But that's not possible.
No.
Because there's a
duty of care.
Yeah, and then there's another one.
But it's the Samaritan,
Good Samaritan Act.
Yep,
and
that's correct.
You.
So long as you try, it's better than not trying.
Absolutely.
And even with CPR, because you're in a panic station, you might go quite hard and you might break some ribs, but you can recover from broken ribs. But you can't recover from a heart stopping.
I read the other day where they said if you don't break a couple of ribs, you're probably not doing it
hard enough. That's right, because the heart is a strong muscle.
Yeah.
It keeps us going every day.
Yeah.
So you've got to push on it really, really hard.
And they said, if you don't do it, you may very well not be doing it properly.
That's right. So it's just a matter of just having some of that knowledge in the background and then using all the other devices and so forth that can help you through it.
Yep.
I would rather have a few ribs broken than my heart completely stopped.
So would I.
So I give permission to anyone to give me CPR.
Well, don't do it, eh?
No. I'll try not to.
I've got to take another break, but you want to tell us about a mental health.
Yes.
As well.
Okay. Did you want me to do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take that now. We also have got a new organisation that has started in Lilydale, and it's called Mental Health and Wellbeing Local. And that's free support for people in the community. So they're coming out on Monday the 9th of February from 1 o'clock till 2:30, and they're going to talk to us about their organisation that provides free accessible support for adults aged over 26. But you need to also live in the Yarra Ranges. There is also outreach options, which means that you don't have to go to Lilydale.
Yep.
They can come out to you.
Yep.
And their services are offering personalised local support with a compassionate team of clinicians and peer navigators who lived experience and are meeting you wherever you are on your mental health journey. You don't need a referral, a Medicare card or payment is required. Simply reach out when you are ready. So you can ring a particular number, which is 1300 000 252, and you can reach out to them and they will be there to help support your mental health.
So is that business hours or 24?
They do have hours. The actual people are working in the office.
Yep.
Weekdays from 9 to 5, public holidays 10 to 4 and closed on weekends. However, if you ring the number, that will put you through to wherever you need to.
Oh, terrific. I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends with a dollar one to spend. How much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean.
And that was a new version. The monkeys did that back in the 60s, but that was Daniel O'Donnell with a newer version. Anyway, great song. I should mention I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 and with Music Memories and More, and between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade on Sunday night. And we'll be playing that sort of music, not the Daniel O'Donnell's version, but we'll be playing the old ones. Now, you held a something where you got a whole lot of men together and you've got something come out of that, please, Sonia.
Yes, last year we held a men's health forum, and so what we're hoping to follow through with for this year is to hold a Wari men's group. So what we're doing is looking for men to have an expression of interest to come and meet monthly, to form a group, to meet monthly at the community house. It can be in the evening or at any other time that's agreed upon, and this is what we are calling pretty much a social chat and chew at the Wari Community House, so that the men can come and talk about their secret business without fear of judgment or ridicule, and to get support from other men.
Yeah. Well, and men are very poor at getting support.
They are.
They tend to sit by themselves. But also, it's, you know, you, when you start to talk to people, you find out that some other guy's got probably the same problem as you've got.
Exactly.
Or he's not, you know, guys, and I'm not talking up here, but guys are often under pressure all their working life at work because they need to get promoted and
Support the family.
And so they're used to competing, not used to standing where they can actually talk about their feelings and that, because if you talk about it at work, then you're perceived as weak and you might not get that promotion.
That's right, and that's why we're wanting to encourage a group that can meet on a regular basis and with whether it is, you know, just chat and chew or talk about secret men's business, whatever feels comfortable for them.
Could be some funny things coming
there. Look, you know, some of our groups do come up with some interesting things. And we had, you know, break into spontaneous sing-alongs and so forth. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, and that's probably that's the best way, is it, not to be too structured. So if it goes off on a tangent, it doesn't matter.
Yep, and it's just a matter of a couple of blokes getting together and having a chat.
Yeah.
You know, how's the weather been? And then how's the car?
Well, cars often come up in conversation.
They certainly do. They certainly do. So, yeah, what we're trying to do is look for an expression of interest, and we're really wanting to encourage men to connect us so that we can work out a possible time that's agreeable to most to come and have a chat.
And the format that they want.
And whatever format it is that they want.
Yep. Now, we've got to talk about the Yarra Rangers Library, because if that doesn't keep getting used,
that's right,
you're going to lose it, aren't you?
We do need to keep getting people to come and attend the FlexiVan option presented to us by your library. And they come to the Warri Community House every fortnight. So they'll be in this Friday. Yep. And then every fortnight from there at 12:30 p.m. for an hour. So you can do things like order books online and pick them up from Warri. You can drop off books at Warri and they'll take it back to Lilladale. So come along, have a look, see what requests you have. They do DVDs and they do large print books and all sorts of things. And we need to make use of this service. Otherwise, if you don't use it, we'll lose it.
Yeah, and that's a fair comment.
Yep.
And, of course, so you can pick your book up there and you don't have to go to the library, can you? You can drop it back.
That's correct. And there is a range of books that the librarian brings in that you can flick through to choose whatever books you want to take home.
Now, before we go on to the next subject, and because we're fast running out of time, we keep talking about Warri Community House, but we haven't actually told the people where Warri Community House is.
That's right. So we're located in Shop 5, 1385 Healesville Kooyrup Road in Warri Alec, where the old radio station used to be. We're just in that group of shops there. Yeah.
So the address again?
1385 Healesville Kooyrup Road in Warri Alec.
Great little spot down there.
Yep.
Now, Sonia, what else have you got that
A Bunnings workshop. So this is a fantastic little workshop that is how to prepare the garden for autumn. And I was actually just asking my co-worker this morning about when to start planting some things.
Yep.
And because I'm not a very good gardener, but I'm trying to learn. So this is happening on the 11th of February at 10:30 a.m. and it's only a gold coin donation. And our wonderful person, Thomas from Bunnings in Lilladale, will be coming in to discuss what you can plant for autumn, how to prepare your garden and what to do with your garden in autumn. So there's lots of things such as soil composition and all that type of stuff. And there'll also be a chance for people to ask questions about your own particular garden.
Oh, that's terrific.
Last year we just had our community garden revamped by Thomas and we had so many things that came from there. But it's time for a revamp now, particularly after all this hot weather.
Yep.
And so we will be using our garden as an example as to how to regenerate it so that it's ready for autumn.
Now, we should also mention that Warri Community House does have the availability for a group to hire it for a time too, isn't there?
That's correct, yes. We do room hires, depending on our availability and so forth. We do actually have someone who has hired our premises for Tuesdays up until the end of May.
Oh, have you?
So we aren't able to run any other programs during those times because they've already booked it all.
Sounds fair enough.
But there are weekends available as well.
Well, I suppose there's something we haven't mentioned, is it?
Yeah, that's right, room hire.
Yeah, yes. About it. And also, just briefly, you've also got your own library down there too, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, we do. We have two parts of the community library. We've got the inside community library where we've got a selection of books where you can come and take a book or you can come and drop off some books. But we've also got the street library, which is just in front of the premises, and that's in a little yellow fridge that you can just go to, open up and restock. We have noticed that over the holidays things have changed in there and there's a whole heap of new books. So thank you to everyone who is using it, and please continue to use it.
Sonia, look, we're fast running out of time. Phone number down there, please.
59646 857.
And how do we find out more about your programs?
You can go online either through our webpage, which is www.warricomhouse.org.au, or look us up on Facebook under Warri Community House.
Sounds good. I've got to go. Thanks for coming in. We look forward to talking to you next term.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.